This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, it turns out one of the guys pushing these implantable transistors, microtransistors injected via a vaccine for the Chinese communist payroll. I've got some really interesting pieces of intel I'm going to get to after I take more of your calls, but the word is, everybody should test this out, if you've had one of the mRNA vaccines that's creating this magnetism, if you get near a chip reader at a veterinarian, it's triggering the chip reader. So if people are in Austin that have had the mRNA shot, we're not judging you. We understand people make mistakes. Call us. We need to get a hold of a vet and test this out for ourselves. And folks sending us these messages need to go get video of it. That is very, very important. That's what Bill Gates said. We want a bunch of magnetic microchips that are truly micro inside the injection to read it from a distance. That's all the funding he's been doing. And now we know the magnets have been sticking. Italian scientists have confirmed it's going on. And then when we found all this research about genetically engineering magnetoprotein remotely controls brain and behavior, this is the big one. All right. We got so many calls to get to here. Who's been holding the longest? That'd be James of the United Kingdom. James, thanks for holding while I've been babbling. Welcome.
Wow. Hey, Alex. How you doing, man?
Good, sir. Thanks for holding.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Mate, it's an honor, brother.
It's an honor too, brother.
Dude, quick plug. War Room with Owen, American Journal with Harrison, absolutely smashes it. All the crew, just shout out, you know, the Ultimate Fish Oil, Knockout, all your products, like, really great. I know you're in a black pill mood right now. It seems like, but, you know, being awake's kept me going, and, I just want to give a little white pill to you, just from me to you. I've had a son recently. We gave birth to a son about a month ago, and mate, he's just an angel, man. And you know, it just gives me hope to keep going. You know, that God is working in mysterious ways.
It's really beautiful and magic, absolutely. So, did something chemical or spiritual happen when you had that first child?
Yeah, it is, man. And like, you know, I've been on this awakening. I started off with like tinfoil hat with Sam Tripoli, your old friend. And, you know, it's just, things just keep going in a certain direction. And I got into you guys and Owen's just absolutely awesome. And, you know, it's just awesome, man. And, the reason I called up is that I want to talk about what's going on in the UK, man, because it's just crazy over here.
Tell us what's happening.
Mate, there's this show called Good Morning Britain, and it's basically like, I don't want to get into it, like where I work and what I do, but I see in through the houses in the early mornings, TVs on, you know. And they're all watching this propaganda. And recently it came out that they were talking about, your old friend Piers Morgan, you know, like you've had a bit of a run in with him in the past. So, but he got fired from there for like going against the woke brigade. So it's kind of crazy. But anyway, so he's not on there anymore. So they had this thing on the other day where they said that, I've got to just find it. Oh, yeah, unfriend the unvaccinated. So it was basically like, they said, oh, if you're vaccinated, that's cool, but if you're not vaccinated, then you should unfriend them on certain social media.
Yeah, we always hear the Scientologists are back as they say, don't be involved with people that aren't part of it. Okay, yeah, that's not good. Well, the government and the media is telling you don't be friends with people that haven't taken an experimental, dangerous shot that violates the Nuremberg Code. Beautiful point. God bless you, James. Wonderful to hear your testimony. Okay. Get ready, Joey and Bob and... and Josh and Katie and everybody else. We're going to your calls. Boom, boom, boom. In T-minus 60 seconds. Stay with us.
InfoWars delivers. We have proven ourselves to be the tip of the spear, that our research is the best out there, period. And I don't say that arrogantly. I say that from long decades of research and fighting hard in the trenches. And I know that without your support, none of this would have been possible. So I thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you to continue to support InfoWars symbiotically with a 360 win by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Through Memorial Day, we have the biggest sale yet of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and our best-selling product, our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, has been sold out for almost 7 months. It's back in stock, 40% off. It's the best thing you can do for your immune system, for your cells. It is the Rolls Royce, the Bentley, the Ferrari, the Lamborghini of supplements. At the lowest price you're going to find with these ingredients, 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, and a bunch of other items are back in stock as well. So check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com today. DNA Force Plus, back in stock.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm taking your calls in the order that they were received. Let's go ahead and take the next caller. Let's talk to Josh in Ohio. Welcome.
Howdy, Alex. So yes, sir. What I wanted to start off with. So our racial divide in the United States, they had to put the biggest racist piece of crap in office so that the people that are sheep, that are still sleeping, that aren't awake, would believe everything that our politically driven news media would spew to them so they could start the race war. That's my first point. My second point, Fauci in his email. It's funny that our governor here in Ohio was found to be in his emails. Isn't it a little fishy that he didn't want to meet with Trump and had COVID when he was supposed to meet with him? It's just, it's getting to this limelight of, when you talk about this now with people, people are starting to believe you. But like how when all of us would say 16 months ago that this came from a lab and that this wasn't just something. This was something that was planned. We were all, oh, no, that's not it. You guys are naysayers. You're denying the science. And it's just, it's all coming to light, and the evil is going to get their way.
Well, I know this. People better know that the globalists are going to keep launching attacks, keep locking down until they go to prison. Okay, they're not going to stop now. They've gone operational. So everybody better get, you can't just be on the sidelines anymore. And so we have to go to war with them politically, economically, culturally, spiritually. They attack us first and physically. And we just have to know, we're now not in beta, we're in operational. And Fauci is the globalist medical officer. He's the head eugenicist. He was around even before Bill Gates. Bill Gates is above him in the chain of command, but Fauci is in command. He's like an operations chief. And either he goes down or we go down. Does that make sense?
Makes sense. It makes complete sense, because what they're going to do is they're going to continue to manipulate people just like they're manipulating everybody to get the COVID shot. And we all need to stand together and take the light of God and stand for what we stand for, because it's starting to really tear me apart inside, and I could just, I get so mad.
No, it's very hard to be living in a modern bioweapon attack with world government run by Satanist pedophiles all out in the open, and Blue's Clues has, like, pedophile flags on it now, and I've got all these articles just announcing hell on earth, and there's mainline headlines everywhere. Children are bad. Humans are bad. Get rid of people. They're not mincing words. They're launching their full program, their full attack now. And then it's so sad that it's not easy to beat it. We should all just reject this out of hand. But we're falling. We have to go through the fire first, Josh. Thanks for calling, brother. All right, up next here, we're going to the order they're received. Let's go to a call in Canada. Let's talk to Bob in Canada. Still under New World Order lockdown. Bob, welcome.
Oh, I'm in New World Order ATLL, and it's tough up here in COVID land. because everyone wants to get the shot. Everyone's pressuring everyone to get the shot. I know someone in a local car dealership who died a week after getting the shot. And they're saying, well, he was working in a car with mouse droppings. Yeah, that's a hell of a coincidence.
And it's all done psychologically to see, okay, they let us brain damage a third of their boys. Let's just hit everybody with a weapon and see if they go along with it. It's because imagine, this is a test. Can you imagine if people go along with this, what the next attack's going to be like?
Oh, don't get me started. Don't get me started, Alex. Like, I was in the military for 21 years. A lot of my friends have died from methicillin poisoning that our government has pushed to us. And meanwhile, oh, yeah, just get the vaccination. It's all that great. Here in Canada, we a lot of us have split it off. We're splitting off into a different type of society. We're mostly online. It's called the Plaid Army, plaidarmy.com. And we have this kind of fictional country called Diagonalog, right?
Do me a favor. I can hear most of what you're saying. It's a little muddy. Talk right into your phone.
Okay. We're going with this fictional country called Diagonalog. Right. If you go from the Yukon or Alaska right down to Florida, it creates a huge diagonal swath in front of the whole North American country.
Sure, we can take the conservative, pro-human parts of Canada and the U.S. make a new country. What's the name again? So we can look it up.
Diagonalon. And yeah.
Diagonalon.
Yeah, it's part of Plaid Army, and we're all kind of coalescing there. We're all kind of like being together there.
Check it out, brother. I'm going to jump the next caller. Thank you so much. All right, let's go to another caller here. Let's talk to Joey in Alabama. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to tell you really quick, I love your fish oil. I love your fish oil, iodine,
you.
Vitamins, all that, and your water filter. Really good. A lot of people are... Like, I can understand why people are feeling really the despair and everything right now. Cause I mean, like, you know, they're killing us. Like you said, everybody's out for our throats and I hate it. But,
well, that's it. I mean, we're all going through an incredibly traumatic thing. Half the people are acting like nothing's happening. We're watching it happen. And this is very traumatic. So I'm not up here all peaches and cream, and neither are you. But we got God, at least. But, yeah, can you believe that we're in the New World Order depopulation? I mean, we're in it, brother.
That's exactly right. Christ is risen. He's risen from the dead. He will bestow life on all of us whenever judgment comes.
Exactly. Don't fear he who can kill your body, fear he who can kill the soul. Just be with Jesus.
Do not despair. By all means, do not despair. There will be a victory in the end. But I wanted to say more, but like, I just...
Well, no, I'm going to hold you as long as you need to, brother. But listen to this. I've gone to some big churches lately that are reopened. They're not talking about this. The Bible's being fulfilled. World government's here. They're not saying a damn word because they're scared. I mean, this should be the biggest revival ever, should be happening right now. World government, mark of the beast, cashless society, forced injections, attack on the family. It's all happening now. It's all fulfilled.
I wouldn't disagree with you there, but like, I don't want to say one church. Well, I mean, the Orthodox Church, you know, that's the church that I've come to a lot. And
I have seen Orthodox pastors or priests out of Europe really saying world government, mark of the beast, Satan. I have seen some of the biggest truth out of the Orthodox Church. And I don't even try to look for it. I just see it all over. Looks like the leaders of the Orthodox Church are pretty hardcore.
For sure. And I love Jay Dyer, too, who you've had as a guest onto your show before. And I love him. He's an Orthodox Christian.
So tell me, what's going on with the Orthodox priests? Because they seem to know what's going on.
Well, it's the church that Jesus Christ started. It's not like some church where Father Bruce would have started inside of like a pedo Roman Catholic branch, or where some delusional guy who thinks he knows everything started his own cult inside of a swamp somewhere. We have the traditions, we have the oral teachings, we work the worship, everything. Like, everything is centered around us, especially as well. Like, not like we even have to prove anything. I feel like it's...
Well, I believe in Jesus, and Jesus said you judge a tree by its fruits. All I know is I see the Orthodox Church all over saying the mark of the beast is here, say no to the microchip, say no to the vaccine, and then I see the other religions, Christian faiths, saying take the injection. So are there any Orthodox leaders, though, saying take the vaccine?
My priest said, like, take it this is, like, really back early. He said to, like, take it if you wanted to, but he did say that, like, you know, like, okay, the virus exists, and, you know, like, you know, this vaccine is here, vaccines work, but I'm sure he didn't know that this was, like, an mRNA vaccine that's designed to kill you and everything like that. I'm sure he didn't know. If he would have known, he probably wouldn't have told anybody.
Sure, a lot of churches are preaching it as God's healing power, and the new communion is taking the Chi-Com Gates devil injection. And so it's just crazy. Joey, thank you so much. More calls right ahead.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Constitutional lawyer, big criminal lawyer, big First Amendment lawyer. Arm Pattis is scheduled to come in the next 2 seconds, and he is. He's got some big breaking news that will break here in just a moment because he knows these guys and gets that stuff first. So look for that here in just a moment. And like I said, I'll be back tomorrow with my regular show, and then I'm going to do a Saturday show that's 3 hours long that airs at 6 p.m. It'll be taped to air. This is live. It'll be taped to air. I don't know why that matters. I'm just telling you, it's like it's bad if it's not live, so I tell you. It's even better if it's not live because I can add more stuff to it. And then Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., I'll be live, and I'm going to hit the plan to not just put implantable microchips in the vaccines, but nanotech that grows that they can then mind control you with in their own admissions and patents in the London Guardian. There's like hundreds of articles we've already found on this in patents and admissions, and Gates is involved, and it's just they're assaulting us with it, thinking it'll be such a crime they'll never get in trouble. Because, you know, who's going to prosecute him? It's just, it's such a huge crime. How do judges even understand this? How does the FBI even understand this? How do I understand this? I mean, I study this all the time, and I'm just blown away by how fast they're moving, the blitzkrieg attack, how insane it is. It's like in the Body Snatchers, the 1950s one, where the doctor finds out they're putting the pods next and absorbing the other person and killing them, and that it's these mimics, and he finally gets to the highway, and there's a military truck, and he jumps up and says, "We're in danger, they're in danger," and he sees the military truck has a bunch of pods in the back, and they've been taken over. Then he runs to the next town and talks to the police chief and folks, and they believe him, and then they fight back, but you don't know how it ended. I mean, this isn't aliens, but the globalists might as well be aliens. I'm going to explain this again. When the Iron Horse came out west, and they started building the big railroads out of Omaha, Nebraska, a lot of those Native Americans had never seen white men before. And by the time they were seeing them, they were in giant iron horses that were as alien as a flying saucer from Mars landing. Okay? And so that's how this operates. And so the globalists are hitting us with a societal, cultural, technological takeover that's so advanced that they just believe we'll be stunned by it and then it'll be over and they're going to win and take over. And then the world they're building, that advance, is a post-human world where we merge the machines. And Klaus Schwab says we will change your very DNA. We will overwrite your body and make you merge with machines. Well, that's an injection that grows electromagnetic cones in your body. And telling boys they're really girls and GMO and all of this. And you realize this is their assault. I mean, when Hitler started invading Europe, it took him like a month to figure out what was happening. Like, why is he invading? He just attacked Czechoslovakia. He just attacked France. He just went into, it's like, you got to finally figure out you got hit. And we're being hit. And they even admit they're hitting us. And now Italian scientists have confirmed the injection sites are magnetic. And then, oh my God, people type in the vaccine's magnetic, and it's everything they're obsessed with. It's the attack. This is the main assault, folks. It's begun. And so the good news is, yeah, at least people are circling Fauci and Gates. And at least people are figuring out that they release the trigger to then what comes as the real attack, the injection. Now you see how stupid a race war is when we're all under attack, how dumb it is. Let's go to the next caller. Andy in Washington, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you for let me on your show. And
yes, sir.
I just want to tell you, man, look into the camera, because from me to you, never give up, because I'm not giving up. I have been called, and I can't explain to you what has happened, but I'll just, to me, but I'll give you this information.
There's a giant awakening. When humanity's under this level of attack, a sixth-sense transmission goes out through all of us to do something, and it activates you. The sleeper is woken. Listen, I'm the opposite of giving up. It's not that. I physically want to go do stuff. You understand? With me, it's the opposite of giving up. I'm so pissed I can barely do a show. I'm so pissed at all the white people and black people and everybody else fighting with each other over what color we are while the New World Order's taking over and killing us.
Absolutely. And we can never back down. We are tired. We need to band together. And here, I will give you my information so we can get it out there. So I found a Humanity 2.0. It's all over YouTube, all over Rumble. And what it is, it's a broad spectrum gathering of luminaries and stakeholders at the Vatican to explore specific implements into the human flourishing and to discuss courses of action aimed at overcoming them. The Vatican, I will say it on TV, I grew up Catholic. My son goes to a private Catholic school. I've always had confliction with religion all my life. I will take on the Vatican Church because this is pure evil. These people are, they're all combined together with Gates, with...
Oh, exactly. We don't blame Catholics. Right. We don't blame Muslims, any of this. It's evil's taking over all these major power organizations. And it's making its move right now.
Right, and it's just upsetting to find out what's going on. But we all need to chew some bubble gum and kick some ass.
No, I agree. And the Bible tells us they made a deal with a fallen creature, not of this world, to enslave us, and God's going to come in if we do the right thing and stay faithful and kick their ass in the end. But we've got to be faithful to the end. God bless you. Andy, I love you. Call me back. I'm going to take even more calls tomorrow, probably the whole show, and then, like I said, I'm going to be broadcasting Saturday and Sunday. It's all coming up. I got to get to as many people as possible here. Kate in New Jersey. Go ahead.
You mentioned the cloning of meat, and I have seen that there are celebrities that clone themselves and sell the meat. So there is a company that does that.
Yes, it's a form of cannibalism. It's all satanic rituals. Yes.
Yeah, so I called about this documentary that's on Amazon Prime. So it's called Confessions of a Man from 3036. He's a time traveler, apparently. But so he was actually found murdered. They couldn't ID him because his DNA didn't resonate with anything across the whole world. Like, it was, like, not DNA that, like, from time, basically. So anyway, when they found the body, his left hand was missing because he actually had a chip in his hand. So I don't know if it's, you know, that a time traveler that got away and the government's trying to cover it up. But the news did run stories on it, and then they buried it really quick. So just a quick overview of what the documentary is about. He said that we are free. We are as free as we ever will be right now. In history, he learned, obviously this is the year 3036, that this is called the idiot era. So in the future, they refer to us as the idiot era. There's no more parents, so that's actually, you know, what's going on with them trying to get mother, father away from those terms. Actually, IT robots raise the babies, raise kids. So there's no such thing as a parental relationship. They live in pods, and they can't breathe air. So he had a mask on. I don't remember if it was the time of COVID or if it was prior to COVID.
Sure, that's a supposed kind of mockumentary deal. I get it. That's the projection. It's Brave New World's their real plan. Thank you for the call. Okay. I want to get to all these other callers, get their name and number, and it's up to you, John. Don't let me forget. I will call them first. We'll take calls the first hour tomorrow. I'll go to...
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads, and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off, or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in, or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supernova Vitality's back in stock, 50% off. The ProstaGuard's back, 40% off. The Alpha Power's back, 50% off. The Ultra 12, Vitamin B12, taking out of the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or VasoBeats, back 50% off. No, it's that. You've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of the huge sales.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Yeah.
so much breaking news, a confluence of it, an alignment of it, right now, and I am going to be hosting part of the War Room today with Dr. Ruby, who's amazing. She had a bunch of medical doctors coming on to expose what's happening. You do not want to miss that information, but here's the huge news that just broke minutes ago at Infowars.com. President Trump has come out and attacked Fauci, and the Wuhan lab and the gain of function is finally separating himself from them when they misled him and controlled him the entire time. And I know Trump means well, but him signing on to the vaccine, him signing on to all of it has been his biggest defeat. But now he gets that Fauci is a Chi-Com globalist agent. Trump blasts Fauci Wuhan gain of function research, devastating emails in new statement. I will host the first few segments of the War Room today, 3 p.m. Central. That's in about 24 minutes from now. And then Dr. Ruby will take over, but I'll read his full statement and more on air. Give you my analysis. Now, we had Norm Pattis, one of the top criminal lawyers in the country. He's definitely in the top three. And, of course, good friends with F. Lee Bailey and Mr. Spence, who represents right now in a big trial, and so much more. And he's got some big breaking news on that front of F. Lee Bailey. So, Norm, you were going to hit other issues like the debate over repeal of Section 230. George Orwell, was he too optimistic? Declining world. And the threat of globalism, Israel, there were two states in 48, Palestinians threw their way, pandemic is over, why do we keep talking about it? War on whiteness, the sickening rhetoric of white supremacy. I wanted to hit that with you, but you're going to also be on with Dr. Ruby coming up later, but wow, F. Lee Bailey, tell us what happened there.
Yeah, I was waiting in the room to come in here, and I just got a call. He died within the last half an hour or so.
So that's breaking here.
That's breaking here. Yeah, no, F. Lee Bailey was 88. And, you know, he's 88. Nobody gets out of here alive. He was struggling, but he died in a hospital. He'd been recovering from a broken limb and never got better. But, you know, it's a devastating loss to American law. I've known him for 20 years and been involved in many cases with him. He had, in my view, the sharpest legal mind I've ever seen. His ability to see patterns and facts that you otherwise missed was overwhelming. It was an amazing. I would bring clients in when he was living up in Maine to talk about complex issues in cases, and he had a way of turning to me and he'd say, you know, have you thought about X? Have you thought about Y? As though it were an obvious conclusion, and I'd missed it. You know, he recently wrote a book on the O.J. trial, The Truth About the O.J. Simpson Trial. I've had a chance to review it. I'd urge your readers to read it. I realize the trial was long ago, but he makes a compelling case that O.J. was actually innocent, that there was a third party observed at the scene, and that for tactical reasons, Johnny Cochran never presented that evidence during trial.
Because O.J. didn't want that out.
Well, it was a little more complicated than that. The trial went on and on and on, and they thought they had.
That's what I was told by people that knew O.J. was that it was a family member, and he didn't want to burn his family member. That's why all that went on.
That's part of it, but the other part was they were losing jurors because the trial went on so long. They thought they had it won, and if they put that evidence on, they might have lost the 12th juror, and there would have been a mistrial declared.
Well, let's get back to F. Lee Bailey, one of the true giants of the 20th century into the 21st. I mean, one of the top lawyers we hear about, Racehorse Haynes, F. Lee Bailey. Jerry Spence, you represent. I mean, that's about it. And then, you know, then it goes down the line like you and others. But, I mean, this is one of the top guys.
He just was amazing. I mean, you know, he broke into the national scene and immediately was prominent. He represented Sam Shepard, the case that inspired The Fugitive. And in front of the United States Supreme Court as a young lawyer, winning a new trial for Mr. Shepard by persuading the Supreme Court that the trial was conducted in a carnival-like atmosphere. And Shepard got a new trial, was ultimately acquitted. He represented Patty Hearst when she in connection with her activities in the Symbionese Liberation Army.
He also knew how to play the race card.
Yeah, well, he knew how to play every card. I mean, Bailey, I guess it's fair to tell this tale. He's gone, although his body's not yet entirely cold, I suspect. But, you know, he once said alcohol was his fuel. So we were working a case some 20 years ago in his house in Brookline, Massachusetts, and he came in with a drink. I was staying in one room. He was in another. It was about 10 in the morning. He said, would you like something? I said, Lee, I can't drink until after 8, and I'm not much good after I do. Alcohol is my fuel, he said. And when he was fueled, there was no stopping him. And he had a
well, there isn't studies in association with higher IQ people are more apt to be alcoholics. I've basically stopped drinking, but that there is a certain point where, like, it fuels you and it creates a confidence where you don't you have any anxiety and you just get to what the heart of the matter is. But most people can't operate like that.
I'm no dummy, but I'll tell you, two drinks and I'm done. So, but Bailey was a legend. He just had
So you think when he gave those speeches to the OJ trial, he was had a few drinks?
Yeah, I'm not going to speculate about that, but he probably did. He probably had a few on board, but it wouldn't have stopped him. It would have just fueled him.
So he'd go in the bathroom. What do you like to drink?
He was a bourbon man, and he liked it neat, and
so he would go in the bathroom and drink straight bourbon.
Well, I didn't say that. I never went into the men's room with him. I don't ask what other people do in the men's room. All I know is what I saw, and that was here was a guy who had a relentless determination to get to the truth of every case. And he worked like a dog to get at it. He was dogged. And, you know, he eased his way along the way with a drink or two, but never erred in his judgments.
Well, he has made the jump into hyperspace, as they say.
Well, I suspect there are a bunch of people lining up at the doors of hell looking for him now, saying, hey, plead our case. We're innocent. We belong elsewhere. Take it up with St. Peter. And God's probably saying, oh, my God, somebody give me an aspirin because he's going to talk for eternity, you know, the way good lawyers do.
But what do you make of Trump coming out against Fauci and the fall of Fauci?
Well, you know, Fauci, I'm good riddance. I mean, I don't buy the public health state. You know, I flew down here to see you the other day, and I was sitting in an airport with my mask on because it's a violation of federal law not to wear a mask. Why? The pandemic's over, but I'm not, you know, I needed to get here. And what do I hear on the, I felt like I was in Brave New World, Huxley's book. The CDC, the voice says, requires that you wear masks. And I was getting ready to say to combat the combatant, the pandemic, when they said, the CDC requires that you wear a mask to prevent the spread of infectious disease. I thought, what? Are masks now a permanent part of our
life? That's what they're moving towards. Yeah, medical tyranny.
Well, it feels that way, and I don't want to live in a republic of virtue. None of us get out of here alive, you know. And
they're saying you are originally dirty. I thought the left was about not worrying and partying it, but now the devil is about enslavement.
Well,
you know, they're telling us that, oh, you're dirty, you're bad, you've got this original sin of what you put off, you've got to cover yourself. Wow, that doesn't sound too like too much fun.
Well, it doesn't sound like too much fun, and it sounds entirely realistic, entirely unrealistic. Who is going to live to 100?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bullet in my shoulder, blood running down my vest. 20 in the posse, and they're never gonna let me rest.
Till I became a wanted man, I never even owned a gun. But now they hunt me like a mountain cat, and I'm always, always, always on the run.
That's how we all are now.
I killed poor Jet Bryan.
No more Mr. Nice Guy. No more easy times. The world has gone over the edge. We built a civilization that was friendly and happy and, compared to previous times, really sweet. But that veneer of civilization is very, very thin, isn't it, Norm Pattis?
It feels that way. It feels like end times. I mean, I don't want to sound like an old man, but it feels like the apocalypse is upon us, you know?
If it was ever going to happen, it's teed up now.
It looks that way. I sometimes, you know, I'm up in northern New England. I look down at the rest of the country. I think we're sliding off into the abyss, but the rest of the world did much better. I saw a story in the New York Times stunned me. For the first time ever, by the end of this century, we're going to have net population decrease. It's like, is the human race gagging? Has it decided it's in?
Well, that's the articles. I showed mainline articles saying, get rid of humans. Mothers don't have children. I mean, the liberals are teaching women to die, to be alone, that childbirth is evil.
Somebody got the memo. The replacement rate for the human race is 2.1 children per woman. And right now in the United States, it's 1.8. In South Korea, it's 0.95. Arbitrary statistics. Germany in the last decade has destroyed 300,000 housing units because there aren't enough people for them. In South Korea, they can't fill the universities. China just adopted a 3-child per person, per couple policy.
That's right.
Because its population is expected to have by the end of the century. So here's the question I have. We live amid this great abundance and prosperity, but somehow globalism, all this other crap, is making people decide that this is inconsistent with human flourishing, and we're deciding not to reproduce, and we're dying off.
Well, that's because they're building the post-human world. They're going to make it where robots have to take care of us. That's Klaus Schwab's plan.
Well, I mean, it's working. And, you know, I mean, while we're on the topic of robots, I mean, here's the thing I worry most about, and I worry about it with Antifa.
But look at these headlines. The liberals, it's a sacrament to women. Don't have a baby, have the world. But really, you're just giving it over to the globalists. That's all they're saying.
But, I mean, that's just totally asinine. Give up.
Now, print that for me, too.
Don't have babies because it's bad for the world. Well, who's the world for? You know, I mean,
exactly. They're getting you to decide you're bad and you don't exist. Give up your life force.
No, and you know, and I listen to people talk.
Give up, Earthlings. You are a disease. Let us kill you. And we are liberal.
And after all, the world is just an artificial a game. You know, we're a simulated game by people from people in another universe, in another planet. And they've decided they have enough of us, and the human race will be, or the world will get better off without the human race. And they call theologians crazy? People believe this stuff, and they find creationists.
Well, exactly. They make fun of Christians or other religions. The globalists have a religion of exterminating ourselves.
Exactly.
That doesn't sound like a very fun simulation.
No, and which part of, you know, creation sounds absurd? Is it more absurd to believe that we are a computer simulation in an alternative universe we can't see, or that God created the universe out of nothing for the benefit of humankind, out of his love for us? I personally find the theology...
Yeah, we were given the planet to build and to launch from, and we are the superior species. Meanwhile, the globalists aren't trying to get rid of us to save the Earth. They say they're going to override it because they're going to be gods. They just want us to decide we're obsolete so we don't come to the table as stakeholders.
Here's the hypothesis about Antifa. I don't like Antifa, but what if they're the canary in the mine shaft? What if they were the first group to determine, you know what? Somebody's trying to make us extinct, and we're going to fight back, and we're going to burn it down if there's not room made for us. I worry that artificial intelligence and the algorithms have decided we can have prosperity at less than full employment, and Antifa figured it out. I'm not saying I'm going to protest with them, but I'm saying the gap between Antifa and the rest of us may be narrow.
Yeah, well, I mean, Antifa is just a controlled construct for deindustrialization and rioting, but I understand, like, some of the precepts they put out have those views. Guys, I just wanted those printouts because I don't know what happens on my desk. It becomes this black hole where I was given Trump's statement. I was given our article about Trump. And then one of the guys ran in waving some new Trump statement at me like it was super important. And so I just, come on in on live on air. Just bring it to me. Thanks. Thank you so much, crew. And I don't know where this disappeared like a Bermuda Triangle of my of my desk, but I got it again. Thank you so much, crew. I'm going to be covering this at the first of the War Room, which you're going to be a visiting guest on as well today at the start of it. But statement by Donald John Trump, 45th President of the United States of America. Now, everyone, even the so-called enemy, are beginning to say that President Trump was right about the virus, the China virus, coming from the Wuhan lab. The correspondence between Dr. Fauci and China speaks too loudly for anyone to ignore. China should pay $10 trillion to America and the world for the death and destruction they've caused. Now, that's out of his statement, but wait a minute. I've got video of Trump standing up there with Fauci doing what he said and coming out with his so-called vaccine. So Trump needs to fully break with Fauci. This is, I think, Trump's albatross. What do you think?
You know, I don't know whether Trump, I don't know whether there's a return performance for Trump. I hear his blog was discontinued because he didn't feel he had enough followers or he's being ridiculed.
Because it wasn't interactive. It was a message board.
Well, so this statement is appealing to whom? What he's telling us is, look, this is a China virus. We have evidence that research being done there was consistent with the virus as presented in the world. Fauci knew and he didn't tell us. Is anybody going to rally to Trump's support about that? Or are they just going to say, the pandemic's over. Let's move on. We've got the public health.
But it's not over. It's a global government. It's lockdowns all over the world. I mean, I agree with what you're saying. But you understand, Trump was manipulated by Fauci, the UN, the globalists launched this on purpose. The evidence is overwhelming. We're the guys that first said that, and now it's coming out. We're not like just saying this now opportunistically. They did this for global control for UN-centric world. Trump went along with it. He needs to burn them all and come out against the so-called injections, everything.
If he has evidence that this was a deliberate plot that is world-changing, and he should forget anything about it, he knows about national security, any vow, any pledges he took while president, and disclose all of this. I agree. You know more about this than I do. I'm not I've not seen the evidence that persuades me this was deliberate. I've seen evidence.
And what you said is key. I do so many shows and so much that I figure everybody already knows all this. In the next week, I pledge to produce a 10-minute report that from start to finish shows how they developed it, prepared it, got it ready, moved it to Wuhan, did war game drills for a lockdown, for total power grab, released it to create fear, covered up what was really going on, exaggerated the death toll to then bring in the lockdowns to set up this new society of a cashless society tracking system and show the motive, the history, the background, the lying, the preparation. I'll put it all in a 10-minute report.
I'm going to see. Look, you know where you got me hooked? Cashless society, total control, because we're there. I mean, I'm going to stores right now. I'm here as your guest here in Austin. I go to a bookstore the other night. They won't take cash. They've got to use a credit.
And they use COVID to say it's dirty, but now it's not COVID. Look at this. EU, cashless society announced.
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
So, again, it's not the COVID passport that it was. It's now a cashless passport.
And you've got to wear your masks to avoid infection. It's not COVID. It's general infection. We're at a point where people are afraid to come out of their houses, where there's total surveillance and where you can, where every move, every purchase you make.
We've been put into a global martial law, and now we're in a laboratory to see what we'll put up with.
Well, the answer is quite a lot. I don't see a lot of sign of pushback. I really, really don't. Your show, I hear a few other people talk, but most everybody is still afraid. Up in New England, people are still afraid. You'd think the pandemic was still in full force.
But see, they're into the fun of the fear and the wearing the mask and being in it together. You've got to explain to them that it's a corporate takeover.
I do. But this is where I need to learn from you. You study this more closely. I'm involved in cases day to day. I don't see the corporate takeover as obviously as you do. I see them benefiting from this and benefiting from chaos and opportunistically cramming it down our throats. I don't see evidence of planning. And somehow, you know, that's where you and I...
Well, that's Event 201. That's Crimson Contagion. That's Operation Lockstep by the Rockefeller Foundation and Gates. Like, you notice the emails on Fauci, it's all Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Because Bill Gates went around with the money to fund all this because the big foundations were all eugenicists. You know about how U.S. financiers funded Hitler, right?
That's the
New York Times articles and the Pulitzer Prize winning books on that. That same group went underground after Hitler, and they took over the medical system, and that's what this is. This is they've been waiting and planning. They're not Nazis. They're the people that created the Nazis.
No, I got you. I got you.
So they've been waiting and planning. This is their move.
What do you make of the fact that Bill Gates now owns more farmland in the United States?
Well, he knows under a global collapse, that's the only thing that's going to be valuable.
I find that stunning. I find it stunning. He owns more farmland than anybody in
the They're getting ready to get rid of all the jobs, but then if you accept being tracked, taking injections, thumbprinting to buy and sell, you'll be given a subsistence amount by them.
This is a
human domestication process.
I recently reread George Orwell's 1984, and I concluded he was way too optimistic. When he fought Big Brother, Big Brother had remote technology to track people and to squash people. Now we squash ourselves and we welcome it with social media.
Well, that's what Huxley said. He said that when he gave a speech, and I talked about it at Berkeley in 61, he said, we will censor ourselves.
Well, he's right about that, too. I mean, so we don't take Soma. We go online and we drug ourselves with the hits we get from the endorphins when we see
our... Well, you're going to be co-hosting today, part of the show, The War Room. Owen Schroyer at 3 to 6 p.m. Great job with the crew. Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow, but I'm about to go cover live at Infowars.com/show and on stations across the country, Trump coming out against Fauci. The fall of Fauci is here, but will his fall bring down the rest of the New World Order? That's up to us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.